I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وَعَلَىٰ آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. My dear viewers of I Love Islam, like always, we have packed schedule, beautiful segments, and we've got some guests in the studio as well. So before we do anything else, let's go and see who has joined us in the studio today. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum
salam. MashaAllah, we have Adam here. MashaAllah, Adam, you were here last week as well. MashaAllah, thank you for joining us today. How are you doing?
Good.
MashaAllah, you ready for the day?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. And it looks like today you've got some things to show, haven't you?
Yeah.
MashaAllah, we've got some creative work that you've done. We're going to be showing that to our Madani channel viewers, inshallah. And next to you, we've got someone for the first time in the studio who's joined us. And it's someone. Let's give him salam first. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you doing?
Great.
MashaAllah, you're doing great. We should, whenever someone asks us, how are you? First, we should say,
Alhamdulillah.
Yes. Come on, let's, together, both of you say, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, Alhamdulillah, I'm great, I'm fine. Then you can say whatever you want, okay? First, we should say, Alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah Ta'ala. We thank Allah Ta'ala for whichever state that we are in. Yeah, Alhamdulillah. And MashaAllah. And we have Uban or Aban?
Aban.
I always mix up your name, don't I? Come on, can you say your name again in front of the camera? Full name?
Aban.
Aban's. Okay, full name again?
Aban Ijaz.
Ijaz. Aban Ijaz. MashaAllah, Aban Ijaz has joined us today. MashaAllah, welcome to Aban and Adam. We got two A's here. MashaAllah, we just need A stars now. So you need to do well in your studies. You've got A stars then, yeah? MashaAllah, well done. Both of you are really good boys. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. And both of them have been selected because they attend, they come and visit Fizan-e Madina, an education center, and they come and read namaz here. So, and also, Aban, few weeks ago, or was it a month ago, you went somewhere, didn't you? You went on student qafila as well. MashaAllah, maybe today you can share your experience of that activity that we did as well, inshallah. So today, inshallah, we're gonna have Aban and Adam here, and inshallah, shortly we are expecting two more kids who'll be joining us as well, inshallah. Those who are watching this program, make sure you watch this program till the end. And also, why don't you something good today? Why don't you reach out to your friends, your family, and give them a phone call. Let them know I Love Islam is back again, so they can benefit from the program as well. Before we do anything else, boys, what's the first thing we do? Can you remember? We ask a question, don't we, to the kids? Should we do that first then? Come on then, let's ask the question. Let's quickly go to quiz of the day.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Quiz of the Day. Now here, boys, we ask a question to the kids and they've got plenty of time to find the answer. Who's the first kid to give us the correct answer. So, but today's question, it looks like it's going to be challenging. So you guys need to be ready to, you know, use your brain cells as well, because this question is for you as well. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Ready for the question?
Yeah.
Come on, let's look at the screen for the question. The question is, which surah of the Holy Quran is named as the ants? Ants. You know little ants?
Yeah.
Do you play with them? You don't play with them, do you?
No.
You're scared.
Yeah.
A lot of kids are scared of the ants. Don't be scared of the ants. You need to be kind and gentle with them. Be nice to them. The ants, there's a surah in the glorious Quran. How many surah are there in the Quran, boys?
114
chapters in the Quran. So this here is a clue for you. From the 114 chapters, one chapter is named as the ants. Which one is it? That's for you to work out. Come on, kids. You got your challenge there. Oh, mashallah. We've got another kid who's joined us in the studio. We're going to get him wired up soon as well. And he'll be sitting in the studio, inshallah, shortly. But whilst he's doing that, just to remind everyone, this question is not that easy, is it?
No.
Do you think you know the answer?
I think it starts with the A.
It starts with A. Just to help you a bit, it's not. It doesn't start with A. Okay, it starts with one of the letters. In English, it's obviously ants, isn't it? The ants is A. But in Arabic, we're looking for Arabic name, by the way. So it's not A. It's another letter. The second letter is A, if that helps anyone.
Is it Y?
Is it Y? It's not Y as well. So far, Aban has given a try and Adam as well. Both of them, they've not got to the answer. I've already given two clues, haven't I? What are the clues I've given so far?
That the second letter is A.
Yes. And it's one of the 114 chapters of the Quran. That's an easy one, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of the 114 chapters. So now you have to read all the names. Yeah. With the English translation. Then one of them will be the ants. You just need to make sure when you read the names, you know, you don't want to see the ants crawling as well next to you. Mahabi, they say, what are you doing there? Why are you looking for me there? You need to find me here. Do you speak to ants sometimes?
No,
we don't speak to ants, do we? But ants, and there's a why is that surah named after the ants? There's a very historic and extraordinary event that took place and has been mentioned in that surah, subhanAllah, a very beautiful story that has been mentioned. If we get time, we'll give you a bit of a highlight of that incident as well, inshallah. But depending on if you get any time at the end of the program. And we've got another person in the studio as well. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Noman is back again. MashaAllah, he's regular in our program. And MashaAllah, well done for making it here. How are you?
Good.
Well, anyway, that was the quiz of the day. It was an interesting question.
Yeah.
It's an interesting question. And we are talking about the ants. Yeah, there's a surah in the Quran named as the ants. And the second letter starts with A. That's the first clue that we've given. And the second clue was that it's from the 114 chapters.
Yeah.
So they only need to read 114 names. That's it. Only 114 names. Right, before we do anything else, let's go to our main segment of the day. Do you know what it is called, boys? You won't know, do you know? It's called?
Did you know?
No, it's not called Did You Know. That's later on. That's an interesting
Islamic Heroes.
Well. But it's called?
Islamic Heroes.
It's not Islamic Heroes. Let's look at the screen. It's My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, My Islam. Alhamdulillah, in this segment, we get a chance to learn about so many beautiful things about our religion. We get to learn about those things that show the beauty of Islam. And today we have a very beautiful and gentle and really nice topic. It's a topic that really motivates you, gets you excited, it gets you going, it brings in the energy. It's a beautiful topic that we're going to talk about today. What is that topic? I'm not going to tell you right now. We're going to play a quiz in the studio first. Boys, you guys have to guess what the topic is. What do you think? Are you guys ready for the quiz?
Something,
and I'm going to count how many wrongs you get. How many times you get wrong. Okay, I've given you a few clues already. I'm going to come to you in a bit. I've given you a clue that it's a topic that motivates you, that encourages you. And It brings that extra energy inside you. And it's something good, something really nice. Yeah, that's the clue. Remember the question? What's the question? Can you remind everyone? Someone probably just joined the program now. What's the question? Which surah name
is called the ant?
Can you say it loud? Which surah name is called?
The ant.
The ants. The ants. Okay, you have aunties at home, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not the auntie ants. Okay, it's the ants as the one that crawls sometimes.
The
sometimes
animals.
It gets on your clothes as well, doesn't it?
Yes.
But when, especially, is it when it's summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, in summertime, yeah, it comes and it's giving you some hugs. And then kids run away from the ants, don't they? Oh, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the ants in the glorious Quran as well. Subhanallah. And that shows the importance of the animals. In Islam, there's great importance of looking after animals, being kind and gentle to the animals. So, inshallah, we'll be discussing that topic as well. But back to our topic in my Islam. So, I've given you a clue. What could it be? What could be the answer then? What are we going to discuss? I'll put your hand up or whichever order you want to say. Come on. You want to say something. So what's the, have a guess, what's the topic then?
Is it about Ramadan?
Is it about Ramadan? Not specifically about Ramadan, but so many things we do in Ramadan that comes under that umbrella.
Do we do all the time?
Oh, I've given you a big title.
Do we do it all the time?
Do we do it all the time? We don't do it all the time, but we should be doing it all the time. That's another clue. So far, you got two wrongs, yeah? Come on.
Is it fasting?
Is it fasting? It's not fasting, but it comes under the umbrella of that thing. What umbrella means?
Food. Is it eating?
Your umbrella means it's not food. But eating food according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes under that category as well.
Breaking a fast.
No.
Is it being respectful, having manners?
Even respectful is under
the
that
way
umbrella.
You said.
You know what umbrella means? Umbrella means it's in that category. So all these things are in that category. The main title is something else, and all these things come under that category. So fasting, breaking the fast.
The way you said
time. Not in the middle of the day.
Suspicious. Manners,
being respectful. So all these are in that category, the title.
Starting your fast. Sahri.
Sahri, again, that comes in that category.
Is it Salah?
Salah is one of the things that come in that category.
Oh.
I'm going to give the category name, the head title or the headline.
Is it
I've given you so many clues now. Come on.
Is it like
it looks like I'll have to give you the answer now.
No. A key day that we celebrate.
Is it a key day? It's not a key day, but it's something we should do every day.
Oh. Do we do it in Jamaat?
Do we do it in Jamaat? Yeah, when you do it with congregation, that is also one
Tarawih.
Of the things in that list.
Tarawih.
Yeah.
Tarawih.
It's not Tarawih.
Oh.
Come on, boys. This is testing your brains. It's an easy one. When I tell you, you're going to think, oh, is that how easy it is?
Is it being a good Muslim?
Is it being a good Muslim?
Reading your five daily prayers.
You know what? That's very close.
What?
That is very, very close. Being a good Muslim. What could it be?
Is it teaching or doing?
So I'm going to give you how many letters it has in that sentence. It's a sentence.
Oh,
is
it a sentence?
Is it a sentence, okay? So I don't know if you could do a lip reading, but I want to check how many words are there in that sentence. Four words, title, and the first word. Okay, shall I give you one of the words?
Yeah.
One of the words, I can't tell you which one though. One of the word is good. You could select which one it is. One of them four words is good.
Being a good Muslim to others. Being a good Muslim.
Words.
Oh, being a good Muslim. No.
Being a good Muslim. That's interesting. Being a good Muslim. That third word is good. The rest are not what you said. Come on, boys. We're getting there now.
Is there being in it? Is there being in it?
Is there being in it? It's not being, but the first
is
letter.
It being? Is it B?
Of the first word starts with B. That's another clue now. I'm firing away with clues now today. What's going on? generous today. Even being generous is one of the category.
Be the good people.
It's not the word be. It has a letter B. Shall I make it easy for you?
Yeah.
That means you're giving up then.
No, I'm not giving up. I just want the answer.
Okay, no, Raza is not giving up. He just wants the answer.
No, I don't want the answer.
You don't want the answer?
Okay, I still want to guess.
I'll have to make you wait then.
No, I still want to guess though.
You still want to guess? Okay, whilst they're guessing the title, let me share a verse of the Quran and then inshallah we'll come back to this little activity that we're doing. So it'll give you a little more like a space to get to the challenge, okay? It's an easy one. I can't believe it. You're taking it so long. Anyway, let me take you to Surah Bani Israel, which is the 17th chapter of the glorious Quran and verse number 78. So I'm going to read the verse number 78 and 79. Then I'm going to read the translation to you. And inshallah, then we'll discuss this topic inshallah. Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا صدق الله العظيم. Now let me read the translation to you in the English language. Establish the prayer from the declining of the sun until the darkness of the night, and the recitation of Quran at dawn. Recitation of the Quran at dawn is attended by angels, and perform the night prayer, tahajjud, in part of the night, as this is specifically additional for you. Soon your Lord will elevate you upon a station where all will praise you. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So there's a lot of clues in this.
Yeah.
What could it be? So far, I've told you there's four words in the title. And the third word is good.
Good.
And the first word
starts with
letter B.
Begging for good money.
I'm sure we did a program recently. We said begging is not a good thing. What do you mean begging for good money? So is there something called begging for bad money as well? Anyway, it shouldn't be begging anyway. When you beg, if you want to beg, you beg in the court of Allah. You ask for Allah for His mercy. You ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. You ask Allah Ta'ala for all the goodness in life and afterlife. You dua in the court of Allah. So we only beg in the court of Allah Almighty. Right. It looks like these boys have given it.
No, please give us a big.
Okay then. I'll give you last three words.
Alright.
Okay. Of good actions. Because of good actions. How's that a title? So today we're going to talk about because of good actions. Come on, Norman Raza.
Being good actions.
It's not being.
I'll give you 5 seconds now. I think we've had enough now. Five more seconds and then we're going to release the answer. Come on, 5, 4.
Beginning of good actions.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Wait.
Come on, lads.
No.
Come on. Let's look at the screen then. Come on. What's the answer? What's the topic of today? Benefit of good actions. Benefit of good actions. How important are good actions? Why should we be good? Why should we be kind? Why should we be generous? Why should we pray our salah? Why should we fast in the month of Ramadan? Why should we respect each other? What are the benefits of good actions? That's our topic today. And in the verse that I recited to you, In this verse, there is a mention about some of the good actions that we should be performing. In this, Allah Ta'ala has encouraged us, has given us the command to establish the prayer. Perform your salah. And here, especially, it says, from declining of the sun and until the darkness of the night. So in the evening time, when the sun declines, sun sets. Yeah, so we pray Maghrib prayer, don't we?
Yeah.
And even Asr prayer is near that time, isn't it? Before, you know, the sun is coming downwards. Sunset. Yeah, and darkness of the night. So at the dark, at the night time, we should worship as well. And we should recite the Quran at dawn. Yeah, what's the dawn?
Sunset.
No.
Sunrise.
Yes. Early morning. Early morning. Yeah. Early dawn. Morning dawn. Not a Fajr time. Beginning of Fajr or before Fajr. That morning time. That's called dawn. So reading Quran at dawn. And when someone is reciting the Quran in the morning, subhanAllah, that is attended by the angels. SubhanAllah, even angels attend and listen to the verses of the Quran. SubhanAllah. And at night time, there's a special prayer we are encouraged. We should pray tahajjud prayer. Does anyone know what when you pray tahajjud prayer?
Is it before dawn? Is it after
Fajr? It's before dawn, before Fajr Salah.
Yeah.
And you do it at night time, but when, like, there's a rule. You have to sleep for a moment. After Isha prayer, you sleep for a moment, at least for a moment. Then when you wake up, anytime before the start of Fajr, anytime you wake up, so even if someone slept for 10 minutes, he actually slept, he closed his eyes, he actually slept. And when he wakes up now, even if it's a few minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, then he could pray. Now when he wakes up, any prayer he does, he's complete the Hajj now.
So after Isha?
Yeah, normally you do it after Isha prayer.
So what about for like 30 seconds? What about for like 30 seconds?
If someone snoozes, if they actually knock out, if they go to sleep, yeah? So even for a short moment, yeah. But normally people sleep for a few hours, 5-6 hours, and they wake up early morning before Fajr Namaz. Some people have a habit, like half an hour before Fajr, they wake up before the start of Fajr, by the way. Not the Jamaat time, before the start of Fajr time. Why do we need to perform good actions? Why? From here we learn that this is just an example. Yeah, that, you know, in Islam we are encouraged to perform good actions. Well, the question is, why do we need to perform good actions? What do you guys think? You want to have a try? And before I mention some words.
Good
actions. Why do we need to do good actions?
To be a good servant of Allah.
Yes, we need to do good actions so that we can become good servant of Allah. Good slave of Allah. Good. We can be obedient to Allah. Okay? That is so important. If you want to be a person who is obedient to Allah, who follows the commands of Allah Ta'ala, who is beloved to Allah, then good actions is a must. You can't be a good Muslim without doing good actions. Okay, so that's key thing, okay? To become a good Muslim, you have to do
good actions.
Okay? That's one very good answer. That. Anything else? Well, I think he summed it up overall. Mashallah, well done. So benefit of good actions. Remember, when someone performs a good action, that means, why do we do good actions? Because Islam has taught us to do good actions. Our Rabb Allah Ta'ala has given us the instructions in the glorious Quran to perform good actions. And when we stay away from bad things, when we say no to the naughty things, the bad things, the evil things, that itself is a good thing as well. So if you are, for example, you know, you got friends, they're swearing, yeah? They're swearing and you're not swearing, you're not using foul language, you're controlling your tongue, or you're staying away from them. So what you're doing is a good thing. If someone is missing their prayers, yeah? So missing the prayer is a bad thing. And you're not missing the prayer, so that's a good thing. So in a way, you know, if you, all the good things you do, they're good. And all the bad things you avoid is also good. So if someone, for example, drinking alcohol is haram, it's not allowed in Islam. So someone who doesn't drink alcohol, who doesn't commit haram actions, they're doing good things. So that in a way, it increases your good things. It doubles your good things in a way. So you got all the good actions, and then you got all those the but actually you're refraining from, you're staying away from, you're steering clear from the bad actions. Oh, that is good as well. Why do we need to do good? The most important thing, like Adam said, is to become closer to Allah Ta'ala. We are Muslims. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with Islam. And Islam is a complete way of life. And Islam encourages us to perform good actions, to be nice and kind and be gentle, not to be rude and arrogant and have pride in you. That's not encouraged in Islam. Islam tells us to be nice and kind, and someone who's performing good actions, these actions, they are so powerful. You know, good actions are so powerful. I'll give an example. Namaz, if you are sincere, you're performing your salah, you know, you're meeting the requirements of the prayer, you're praying all the, you know, the units properly, you're not missing anything, you're not rushing the prayer. If your prayer is accepted, then inshallah, prayer will take you to paradise. It will take you to Jannah. This is the power of good deeds, power of good actions. Good actions will lead you to Jannah. They will give you the ticket to paradise. Subhanallah. That's how important good actions are.
Also, by doing good actions, you can go to paradise, or you could influence other people to go to paradise.
Subhanallah. What a beautiful way to put that up. Subhanallah. So one is you're doing the good actions. One, the second is you're encouraging other people. Like the way, alhamdulillah, you're watching this program on Madri channel, and this is I Love Islam program. And we are encouraging you to perform good actions. These kids are encouraging you to perform good actions. So if you encourage someone else and they listen to your advice and they act upon the good things that you told them, then not only you will go to Jannah, but the good thing that you did was you invited people towards the good. That's the good thing you've done. So look at the power of good, or power of inviting towards the good, is that your invitation of goodness for someone could lead that person to go to Jannah as well. So your goodness that you've done to encourage other people or stopping people from evil, this could not only take you to paradise, but also your friends, your family members, your, you know, people around you, the people in your society. You could help so many people to go to paradise. Is that not a beautiful thing? That's one of the best things that you could ever do. Now, if you could become the reason for someone to go to Jannah, that's one of the best things you could do. You know, if you want to give a gift to one of your friends, you know, we give gifts, don't we? Yeah. When do we give gifts generally?
On birthdays.
Birthdays. On Eid.
Big events.
Big events, family functions.
Yeah.
If someone passed an exam, yeah, or they've achieved something in life, yeah, people give gifts. They give gifts to each other to make them happy, to appreciate their efforts. But what a beautiful gift you could give to someone, that through your efforts, you can help that person to the entry of paradise. Subhanallah, that would be beautiful. So not only we should be encouraged to do good things ourselves, but also we should encourage other people to do good things as well. Subhanallah, in the glorious Quran, we are encouraged in so many places we should perform good actions. And there are so many examples of good actions. Now, inshallah, I'm going to turn to the kids now. We're going to list some of the good actions that we can do. I want to see now how creative these kids are and how many good actions they can list. But the rule is, we're going to play a little game now. The rule is you can't repeat the good action. So if someone has mentioned it already, you can't repeat that. Okay, so everyone needs to be alert and you need to keep an eye out so we're not repeating anything. And also, if someone... he pauses, he can't think of any good action. We'll give him a few seconds. Then he's gonna say, I love Ramadan. That means he's given up. He's gonna be out of the game. Then the other two will carry on. And then whoever stops listing the good actions, then he's gonna say, I love Ramadan. Yeah, that's again a hint. I say, I can't think of anything else. Then the third person who's left, he's going to be the winner. And we're going to tell him to continue as well for a bit. Let's see how many we can list. So as a team, let's see how many good actions you can list today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Right, boys. It's time for listing good actions. Come on then. What good actions could we do? Who wants to start off?
Me.
You want to start off? Come on then. They were looking at each other, thinking, what's going on?
Zakat.
Giving zakat is one of them. Subhanallah. Come on. Zakat is also a pillar of Islam as well. Which way?
Should we do it this way?
Should we go that way? Okay, we'll go that way then. Come on.
Praying Salah.
Come on. Your turn.
Reading Taraweeh when in Ramadan.
Performing Taraweeh Salah in the month of Ramadan.
Fasting.
Opening your fast at iftari and closing your fast at sehri.
Yeah, so opening the fast. When it's iftar time, you break your fast, you open your fast. And sehri time, you eat food early morning. That's a good thing as well. To do sehri in the morning, that's a good thing. MashaAllah, 5 points, come on.
You should at least eat something at sehri.
Eating something at sehri to fulfill the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll give you that one.
Perform pilgrimage.
Performing Hajj, the pilgrimage.
To read the Hajjat.
Performing the Hajjat Salah.
To read Quran.
To read the glorious Quran. And I'm gonna wait and see if you can say which one I'm thinking. But you carry on first. Let's see how many goes it takes you, how many turns it takes you to actually say the same one that I'm thinking. Go on, carry on. Whose turn is it? Your turn, how's it?
Yeah.
Come on then, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Break the Hajjud,
he's just sitting there next to you. But I'll give you another turn quickly. Just say it quickly. 3, 2, 1. What do you need to say?
Break the Hajjud.
You need to say, I love Ramadan. You just said the Hajjud again. Yeah. But say, I love
Ramadan.
But say it all again. Say full.
I love Ramadan.
Okay, then now it's Aban and Nu'man. Come on then. Competition carries on. So we got 9 so far, yeah?
Going to the mosque.
Going to the masjid. MashaAllah, beautiful.
Never missed Jamaat.
So performing Namaz with Jamaat. Can you count? Can you do the counting, please? I'm going to lose the count now. So how many have we done? We've done 11, okay? Carry on from there.
Instead of reading the Arabic words of the Quranic book, you should see what you're actually reading, like translation.
MashaAllah, that's what I was thinking. Okay, reading the translation and commentary of the Quran. So understanding the Quran.
Yeah.
MashaAllah, that's a really nice one. Well done.
Hold a second.
That means
I remember.
5.
I remember. So whenever you go mosque,
masjid.
You
use the word masjid.
Whenever you go masjid, like to a mehfil, and when you're about to eat puri, yeah.
Eat what?
Eat puri, was it? Not puri, food.
Eat kheer.
Food, when you're about to eat food.
Okay.
Before you eat food, you send away to sunnatul i'tikaf.
Wow, that's a good one. So if you're in the masjid and you're about to have food, remember, you need to be in the state of i'tikaf. Because eating in the masjid without in the state of itikaf is disliked. So you need to be in the state of itikaf. So say, when you enter the masjid, say, I make the intention of itikaf. Now, because you're in the state of itikaf, you're allowed to eat and drink there as well. That shouldn't be your whole purpose, you know, of making the intention of itikaf. MashaAllah, well done. It's a nice one, Baba.
Greetings somebody with assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Greetings. I thought you said drinking somebody. I thought we're in here. What's up to Oban here? Okay, someone's thinking about food and someone's thinking about drinking. Okay, so greeting someone with salam. MashaAllah. We're on 14. Come on, boys.
Treat Ramadan like even better every single time it comes.
SubhanAllah. Whenever Ramadan comes, you know, treat this as your best Ramadan. SubhanAllah. Come on, Aban, we're on 15 now. Let's see how far you guys can go.
Reading your sunnahs in praying namaz.
Praying your sunnah. Don't be lazy in performing your sunnah. So every namaz which has sunnah, make sure you perform them as well.
Don't, like,
5, 4.
Don't do drugs.
Ooh, stay away from bad activities, okay? So staying away from drugs.
Memorizing surahs in the Quran.
Memorizing the chapters of the Quran. Back to you. 5, 4, 3.
Wait, can you give me 10 more seconds?
1. Come say now. What did you say?
I love Ramadan.
Come say. Come on.
I love
Ramadan. Subhanallah. Come on then. How many are we on?
18.
18. Okay then. Let's see how many you can carry on. You gotta give up. Come on, Aman.
Going to a famous place is like Masjid al-Aqsa.
Yeah, going to the Grand Masajid, so Masjid al-Aqsa, and where else?
Going to the Kaaba.
Kaaba Sharif, so doing the Tawaf of the Kaaba.
Yeah.
20.
We're on 20, come on then. We've already mentioned 20 good actions.
I know one
more. Yeah. You're after the game now. What's going on?
Tell me.
He's like saying you're scoring a goal outside the match. It's not going to count, is it?
No.
And don't worry, in here you can count it. You're still going to score, you will count.
Sure?
But let's see how far you can go for.
I know one.
No, wait now, you have to wait for your turn. Come on. Five.
Going to, if you have a masjid regularly, shifts wise.
What does that mean?
Like.
A madrasa, you mean? Well, going to madrasa to learn Islam, to learn Quran, Pak, and Namaz. Okay, that's good.
Is this one always going to the front line in Jamaat?
Yes, yes. Praying Namaz in the first row. And with Takbir-e Ula, with the first Takbir, being there at the beginning. I'll just mention that one. Oops. I have to bring it back now.
Takbir-e Ula.
Okay, we'll bring it back up then. MashaAllah, you're so paying attention there. There's something so obvious that you mentioned early on, and you don't say it yourself.
Influencing people to do good actions.
Yes,
doing good actions yourself.
Yourself, yeah. So doing good actions yourself is also good as well, MashaAllah. Well done. There's two more things I want you to mention. None of you guys have mentioned so far.
Okay,
there's loads of good things. There's so many good things that we could do.
Is bringing food to somebody for opening the iftar.
Yes, yes. Giving food for someone to for iftar is a great, beautiful thing to do.
I'm not in the game anymore.
It's so much rewardable action.
I remember so much now, and I'm not in the game.
Oh, always remember. Come on, then. Should we open up to them then?
Yeah.
Come on, then. We'll open up. Last chance, boys. Come on. Who wants to go first? I'll meet you. We'll go from there. We'll go to that way, that same order again. Come on then, quickly say.
Feeding your neighbours.
Are we on 30 now? 32 now?
Yeah.
Someone needs to keep a count of that, please.
32. Learning new habits.
Learning new habits. Developing new habits. Masha, that's a nice one. Yeah. I'm thinking at the moment. And it's an important one.
You can say.
Without this, you can't do those actions.
You're allowed to say I love Ramadan.
In a way, without this, you can't do any of the actions. There's one important thing.
Worshipping Subhanallah.
Even worship as well. Worship without this, you can't worship Allah Ta'ala properly.
Being respectful.
That was one of them I had in my mind. So being respectful, you said a long time ago in the program, and you know, when it's to the time came, you didn't say it. So being respectful, but here I'm going to say respecting your parents.
Honoring your
parents. Okay? But that's not the one I'm talking about though. Come on, let's just. So we didn't. How many are we on? 35?
Yeah.
Come on, they're like, can we do a 50? Come on, boys. Just any order now. Any order, just say it. Come on.
Help the homeless.
Helping the poor and needy. So you remembered the poor people after 35 good things you mentioned. That's so kind of you guys. For 5, 4, 3.
Giving Ramadan packs.
We said that
food
before.
Giving dates and water to people.
Dates and water, you said that. MashaAllah, the kids have done a really good job so far. It looks like they don't want to give up. But they're running out of ideas.
Taking care of your iman.
Taking care of your iman. Wow, that's a good one though.
I have another
one. That's a deep one. Taking care of your iman. Nurturing your iman. Making your iman, your faith strong. And so you keep going and keep moving forward, you keep being strong. MashaAllah, learning more about the Islamic faith. SubhanAllah, that's really good.
Doing things in the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How many are we on? 40?
37, I think.
I think we're on 40. Let's count 40. We'll round it up, okay? Count from 40 now, okay? Are we on 40?
Yeah.
No.
Deep?
No.
When are we on?
I think we're on 7.
We left off on 35.
Yeah, and he said.
Well, then you counted, you said a few points, didn't you? Okay, 37.
Yeah, it's 37. It's 37.
We'll count it 37 then. Come on, it will bring you back down.
Don't be on your device in Ramadan.
Avoid wasting time. Let's call that avoid wasting time. Okay. 38 now?
Yeah.
Well, let's get to 50. Come on, boys.
Help the elderly woman.
Helping the elderly people. Yeah, your family, elderly woman. If someone needs to cross the road, obviously, the kids won't go out. Help people cross the road. They have an adult with them.
Okay? Does this really opening the door for people?
Yeah. So, for example, you're going somewhere and you got elders with you as well. So you quickly go forward. You open the door for them. This is honoring the elder people. That's a nice thing.
No, my sister.
Any order. We want to get to 50 now. Come on, boys.
Be productive in Ramadan.
Be productive in Ramadan. That's a nice one. Mashallah.
Reading the Quran in the park at least every single day.
Reading Quran daily, mashallah. You said reading Quran before, now you said
still thinking.
Daily. Let you off.
Yeah.
Don't be lazy when you're going to pray.
Oopsie lazy, don't be lazy. Okay, then don't be lazy in namaz.
Helping people when they're like if, for example, someone's like going through something bad and then you just
someone's going through a difficulty, you're supporting someone, helping someone at that time of difficulty, mashallah, people. 45, come on, 5 left, boys, come on. Can he get to the 50? Come on.
Helping people with cancer or disability.
Yeah, if someone has illness or a disease and you're helping someone in
46.
Need of home, mashallah. And one way to help is by making D. It starts with D. In English we say on Arabic,
dua.
Making dua in the court of Allah is also good. Come on. 5. Can't give up. 4.
Don't watch too much food videos.
Avoid unnecessary time spending on social media. 1 more, boys. Come on. Can we get to the 50? And I can't believe it. You said nearly 50 things and you've not said the main one. Without this, you can't do any of them.
Don't get too angry.
Don't get too angry. Mashallah, we've got to 50. 50 good actions, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless all these kids. That was really good. Well, that was a really good brainstorming.
It's the one that you're thinking of.
Well done, boys. Mashallah. You got some more?
I think I know the one that you're thinking
of. What am I thinking now? Let's get to that one now. Let's get to the business now. Come on.
Being a Muslim.
Being a Muslim, mashallah. That's the best thing you can do. That's the best, goodest thing that you can do. Yeah, is to accept Islam first, okay? MashaAllah, that wasn't the one I was thinking of. So for all these things you said, all them 50, you can only do them if you have this.
Is it something to do with respect?
No. But if you want to be respectful to someone, you need to have this in you.
Confidence.
It starts with K.
Kind.
Second letter, N.
Known.
Knowledge.
Knowledge, subhanAllah, learning knowledge. All these 50 things you guys have mentioned, you can't do
actually,
them if you don't have knowledge about them.
Actually, 51.
Yeah, so give me an example that you've said already.
Actually, 51.
Being a good Muslim.
Being a good Muslim, how can you be a good Muslim if you don't know how to be a good Muslim? If you don't know which actions I need to do, if you don't have the knowledge for those the good actions, how are you going to do them? If you want to read namaz, for example, and you don't have the knowledge to read namaz, how are you going to perform namaz? To learn, seeking knowledge. MashaAllah, these are some, if I can't say some now, there are over 50 good actions. MashaAllah, these kids have brainstormed. So it's giving everyone a good wake-up call. There are so many good actions that we could be doing in our daily lives. Some things are daily, some things are weekly, some things are monthly. Here's some things that come in once a life you need to do. So it depends. Sometimes some things you do when that time comes in your life.
Like Ramadan.
Like Ramadan is every year.
Yeah.
So Hajj once in a year in your whole life. Yeah. So in Islam, in your life, sometimes depending on the situation, then you do those things.
One for every single day and a praying salah.
Yeah, praying salah, doing dhikr, reading tasbih, reading durood sharif. These are all beautiful good actions. And remember, good actions, what was the power of good actions? Good actions take you to Jannah. Okay, if you are sincere, if you are doing it to please Allah Ta'ala, by performing good actions, you can become a beloved to Allah Ta'ala. You can get closer to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Almighty is happy with that person who performs good actions. SubhanAllah, so many benefits of good actions, mashallah. I think we had a very good productive session today, mashallah, yeah, on the topic of good actions. So we're going to go to our next segment, and I'm going to ask you guys another question, and let's see if you can get that one right. Okay, so let's move to our next segment. Did you know?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Did You Know? In this segment, we choose some interesting topics and we share some facts about those things. The mother of the believers. Who are the mother of the believers? The blessed wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they are known as, they are for us, they are our mothers. They are mothers for the whole Muslims. Yeah? So one of the great honorable lady, great personality, which personality is that?
Being kind.
No, I want you to mention the name of that personality. Oh,
Khadija R.A.
Khadija R.A. Well, we'll give him the answer. He's got it right. But R.A., I'm going to come to that in a bit. So the honorable lady, the mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, a great lady, a great honorable lady. Did you know Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the first woman to accept Islam? So from all the ladies who became Muslim, the first woman who became a Muslim is Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she is the first wife. She has the honor. She's the first wife of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Very beloved, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam loved Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra so much, had so much affection for her. She had so much affection for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. She was one of the great ladies in the household of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who gave a lot of support, the truth, invited people to Islam. And Islam, the nur, the light of guidance, the light of Islam spread so much that alhamdulillah, then a time came, there was no idols inside the Holy Kaaba. Not just inside the Holy Kaaba, now the whole Mecca, the whole blessed land, Mecca and Medina and the surrounding is full of Islam. Yeah. And Islam not just spread in the surroundings, but spread so far and wide. It's all around the world now. The tree of Islam is green all around the world. SubhanAllah, now we live in a time where we look at any country, you'll find Muslims there. Yes. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah, Islam has spread so far. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to be firm and steadfast upon the teaching of Islam. Make special dua. Do Isali Thawab. Send that as a form of gift in the court of Sayyidah Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. We should do dua. We should do Isali Thawab. We should make dua and say, Ya Allah, all the good things that I've done, give the thawab as a form of gift in the court of Sayyidah Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And when you give this, say for just to give you, make you understand, say you did so many good things and you earned 1,000 good rewards. Yeah? You good 1,000 good deeds you've done. Now when you do Isali Sawab, when you do dua that Ya Allah give the sawab to that person who's passed away, then that person will also get the good 1,000 good deeds as well. Yeah. And if you give the sawab to 10 people, so look at this now. We were talking about benefit of good actions today. Yes, SubhanAllah, look at this. Wow. That you performed one good action. Yeah, so you got 1,000 good deeds. You gave that thawab, the blessings and rewards, to someone who's passed away. And that person will also get 1,000 good deeds. Look at the power of good actions. SubhanAllah, how long does it take us to do Isal al-Thawab? But now the time is, it's ticking really fast now. So we need to get going. We're going to do one more quick segment. The segment is Islamic Heroes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
Welcome to our segment, Islamic Heroes. Okay, what do we do in this segment? Well, you had a question, didn't you?
What's Islamic Heroes about?
What is Islamic Heroes about? In this segment, we get a chance to learn some interesting facts about one of the great personalities of Islam. So we select a personality, those great leaders of Islam, of Muslims, who do so much work to spread the teachings of Islam, these great individuals, those who were so pious and so high in rank. We select one of the great personalities of the past and we talk about their life. We learn some beautiful facts about their life. Today, we have a discussion on a particular Sahabi we're going to talk about. But I'm sorry, I'll give you a hint. Okay, I'll give you a hint. In fact, I'll mention the name. Today, what we're going to talk about, which personality are we going to talk about? You can see on the screen. Today, inshallah, we will have the honor to learn about Sayyiduna Talha bin Ubaidullah. Sayyiduna Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Who is this great personality? What status does this personality have? Inshallah, we are going to learn about this personality. Now, we're going to talk about just briefly about one of the great personalities of Islam. And that personality is Sayyiduna. Do you remember the name? Do you remember the name?
Sayyiduna.
It starts with T. Yes, starts with T. Sayyiduna Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is one of the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is one of the Sahabi. Sahabi means one of the companion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this itself is a great honor. Yeah, just being a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that's like the best honor you can have. Yeah. It's so, so great. Subhanallah. Now, besides this, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is one of those individuals who accepted Islam right at the beginning. From the early Muslims, you could say in top 10, the first 10 people who accept Islam, Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is one of them. One of the early Muslims. So subhanAllah, he's been there right from the beginning. That's amazing. You know, with Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, according to one report, he is the 8th Muslim. Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he has many of the ranks, he is also from one of those blessed and luckiest individuals who in this life were given the guarantee for the entry to Jannah. All the Sahaba, all the companions will go to paradise. For Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is that companion that from those lucky people, and they are known as, amongst them, lucky people are the top 10. Them 10 companions, they were known as Ashra-i Mubashara. The top 10 Sahaba who were given this glad news directly by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that you will enter Jannah. You will go to paradise. And Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is one of them people. Subhanallah, look at the honor. Look at the greatness. And subhanAllah, you know, when he accepted Islam, there's a great story behind this as well. I don't really have time to actually open that story, but subhanAllah, he was on a travel, he was on a business trip. He traveled to Basra in Iraq.
Yeah.
And in that journey, he met a monk, possibly a Christian,
a person that lived in a monastery.
Person of a different religion. And he was looking for someone who's come from Makkah. So he asked people, those people who travel from different places for trade, he asked, is there anyone who's come from that place? Yeah. And someone said, it's this man, this tradesman, this businessman who's come from there. And he came to him and he asked him questions about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he told him, this is the time that the last and final prophet of Allah is going to be appearing. Yeah, so you need to go back, you need to find him, you need to hear the news. So when Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came back. Remember, he's not Muslim at the moment. So when he came back to Makkah Sharif, he looked around and he asked people, did something different happen? Like something like not normal. Then people said, yes, something unusual has taken place. And this great person, this personality of Muhammad bin Abdullah, which is the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he has announced prophethood. He's saying, I'm the Prophet of Allah. And follow me, follow Allah ta'ala, follow the teachings of Islam. So this has happened. And Sayyidina Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the first Caliph of Islam and he's the first man to accept Islam. He came to Sayyidina As Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu made him aware, yes, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood and I have become a Muslim. I have given allegiance and I have accepted Islam. And I encourage you as well, because he's on truth. He's telling us the truth and he's keeping us away from the wrong. Therefore, I encourage you to become a Muslim as well. And Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was inspired by the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam after hearing about him by that monk in Basra. Now he's come here, he's now heard more beautiful things from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was ready to accept Islam. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu took him in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah accepted the religion of Islam. He became a Muslim. Subhanallah, he's one of the earliest Muslims. And the reason I mentioned this part to you is that one, he was a businessman. He had a lot of wealth and he was a generous person. And second, he accepted Islam by the encouragement, by the invitation of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah. So that shows we should invite people towards the right path. You should encourage people towards Islam. And that's it's a great honor. And he became a Muslim through the encouragement of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And not just he became a Muslim, a time came, he became one of the top 10 Sahaba, yeah, who were given the good news for going to Jannah, for the ticket of paradise by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is the greatness, his honor. And if you look at his family tree, if you look at his parents and his parents, seventh or generations up, similar to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that his family tree meets with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well. So he's from the family tribe of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he had many titles. And some of the titles was given by the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One of them is Talhatul Khair. Yeah, that he's known as Talhatul Khair. He is the one who is more kind and generous. He's known as Talhatul Jud. These were titles given by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this one reason was because he was so generous. He used to give so much charity in the way of Allah ta'ala. And one example that comes to mind is that Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a piece of land and he sold that land. And that land, when he sold it, the amount of the land was, you could say, around 0.7 million dirhams, which was the currency at that time.
Yeah.
So 0.7 million, like 70% of a million. Yeah. So 0.7 million, that much money he got, and from selling that piece of land that he had. So now he had loads of money with him. But what happened that whole night? He spent the whole night in the state of wakefulness because he had so much wealth. There's this, like, obviously, if you have wealth, what can happen? No, you become rich, but something else can happen as well. Someone can
take care and rob you.
Someone can rob you. Yeah, so he was obviously concerned about this. So he was really concerned. He stayed awake and looking after that wealth. And that, in a way, he affected his sleep and he affected his worship and the other things that he could have done. So he stayed awake full night. And then what happened? Either by the time of dawn or by the time of sunset, I can't recall. But in the same day, he distributed all that wealth.
He gave it away
in the way of Allah. He got rid of that. He just gave it in the way of Allah because he didn't want it. This was distraction for him from worshipping Allah Ta'ala. And it keeps keeping him away from staying away for full night.
So did he give it in zakat?
Well, he gave all away. Zakat is only 2.5%. Sahaba Ikram, they used to give so much more, way more than the zakat as well. This is why, one of the reasons why Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala is known as Talhatul Khair. He used to do so much goodness. He has so much charity. He's known as Talhatul Jud, the one who is so kind and generous. Subhanallah. So he has many titles. So alhamdulillah, today we got chance to learn some of the facts from the life of Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah ta'ala allow us to have that same love and attachment with Islam, that same passion to give in charity, to look after the poor and needy people, to have that loyalty with Islam. Subhanallah. Now we need to move forward. We've got quite a few segments to cover, haven't we? Come on then, let's move to our next segment, Sunnah and Manners.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Sunnah and Manners. In this segment, we learn some beautiful Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as well as some manners in life that benefit us, that make us a good Muslim. And today is an interesting topic. We're going to learn about thing all three of you are doing at the moment.
We are learning Sunnah
and manners. What else are you doing?
Sitting down.
You are sitting down. We're going to learn about sitting, the manners of sitting. Subhanallah. So when you sit, what does that mean? It means you're not standing, you're sitting.
When you're eating.
Your muscles are resting. Why do we sit? To relax yourself.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we sit every day, don't we? Yeah. You know, these days we sit on chairs. Or if you come at late night, you sit on the bed as well. So you go to school, you sit as well. We sit throughout the day. Why do we sit? To get relaxed, to get some comfort, to stay focused. When you're doing some studying, you sit as well. So sitting is part of our life. Has a day gone past that you've not sat?
No.
No.
Because your legs would be too tired.
Yeah, we all sit, don't we? I mean, it's part of our life. But did you know there are manners of sitting as well? When you sit, you need to sit in a dignified manner, in a respectful manner. When you have your clothes on, you need to sit in a proper way, covered properly. Not like say, when someone's in front of you, you get your both knees up. Yeah, you got your both knees up, someone's in front of you. That's a bit uncomfortable. That's being rude to that person. Yeah. And when you're sitting in a gathering, you're sitting in a family, you're sitting in a majlis, there's other people around as well, then be aware about the other people. Be aware of the status of people around you. There might be a scholar sitting there, there might be your parents sitting there, and you need to sit with respect. You're about to sit down, and all of you together, you're about to sit down, then let the scholar sit down first.
Yeah.
Let them take the seat. Let the elders sit down first. Let your parents sit down first. So if you enter the room, your parents have come. If you're sitting down, your parents have come. We should actually stand up in respect. Stand up. Let your mom come in the room. Let your father come in the room. Let them sit down first. Then you should sit. These are the manners in Islam. This is a sign of showing respect to one another.
Another disrespectful thing to do in the same town is putting your feet on the table.
Especially when the food is there as well.
Yeah.
Table is not to put your feet. Remember that. Put that in your diary, boys and girls. You shouldn't be putting feet. You shouldn't be stamping on the tables. Okay, don't put your feet on the table and you're saying like this. It's not just like you say however you want to say. You have to say it in a proper way, in a respectful way. Okay? So please keep these things in mind, inshallah. Because time's ticking really fast today, I'm going to go quickly to our final segment of the day, which is called Harmful Habits.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
Harmful Habits. In this segment, we talk about those things that are bad tag on your personality. That are not nice thing. You need to get rid of them. They're naughty things. And one of them is, what is it? Swearing and cursing. Swearing and cursing. That's the topic for today. So again, because time is short, I'm going to run to the kids and I'm going to see what can they come up with. Can you tell me why you shouldn't swear? One, obviously it's not Islamic. It's a sin to swear. You shouldn't curse anyone. It's not a good thing to do. Okay, but generally, what can you tell me like one bad thing about swearing and cursing?
It's not appropriate.
And it's not appropriate in a society.
There's no need because you're not becoming bigger or smaller.
Yeah, by swearing, you don't become big.
Yeah. It's not kind.
It's not a sign of showing love to someone by swearing at them.
It's not in any manners.
It's not a part of manners. Okay, it's against the manners. Okay, what else? So when you swear at someone, what happens?
The other person gets angry.
And you're getting hit by trouble either at school or... Some people, I don't know if you notice, some people have a habit of swearing.
Yeah.
Like, and when they're talking to you, they're with you 5 minutes, about 10 times they swear. What's going on? You know, I sometimes think you swear so much because you don't have vocabulary.
Yeah.
You know, you've not learned different words. Yeah. So you need to, you know, you need to start reading more, start learning knowledge. Yeah, then, you know, you need to know that you shouldn't be swearing. Swearing is not a good thing. Yeah, a lot of people who swear are generally those who are not educated. Generally. They swear a lot. Every other word, every other sentence they swear, they say wrong word. So many dirty things. And, you know, a lot of people don't even know the meanings of these words. They just say it because they've heard it from someone. And a lot of times, the meanings are disgusting. They're not things that I can even mention here. Like the way I'm telling you today, the example of swearing, I'm telling you we shouldn't be swearing. But here, I can't tell you on Madani channel, even outside as well, it's not appropriate to use those words. They're so bad and rude and disgraceful words. They don't even worth to be on our tongues. That's how bad they are.
They're
and why
words.
Do we say it? They shouldn't be swearing. Swearing is not from Islam. And cursing, you know, people say, I curse you. Or some parents say, lanati. Yeah, you know, have you heard that before? Yeah, have you heard the word lanat before? I mean, when the kids mess about, yeah, then some parents go, lak lanati. They go crazy on the parents, so kids, and say, you know, lanat on you, curse on you. Do they even know what they're saying? Do you know what you're saying? When you curse someone, you're saying, may you be deprived from the mercy of Allah. May the mercy of Allah not come to you. And that's so bad. That's not a nice thing to say. And who are you saying it about? You're saying it about your own children, your own brother or sister. Oh, you come to your sense. Stop cursing people. It's not a nice thing to do. Yeah. One thing that we could do when you're angry with someone, because time's not on our hand now. If it's important, you can ask. Yeah. If it's not, is it important? It's not important. Kind of. Come on, you can ask them quickly.
I've heard it on shows when people make a mistake or they do the wrong thing by accident and the parents go.
Yeah, parents shout and scream, and this sometimes parents swear as well. So if there's any parent who are watching this, please don't swear, don't scream, don't shout, don't curse anyone. The kids, please stop swearing and stop cursing each other. It's not from Islamic teachings. It's a bad habit you need to get rid of. And one way to get rid of the bad habit is adopting a good habit. And today I'm going to share with you a good habit. If you're angry with someone made you angry. Yeah, if it's a Muslim, someone made you angry, you're so frustrated, he's doing something really stupid, do dua for him. Say to him, may Allah take you to Medina. When you're angry with him, yeah, do dua for him. What? May you go to Medina. Is it easy to say? It's not easy to say. Yeah, you're basically fighting with your desires now. Yeah, so that's one way to change your own mood as well. Do dua for that person. That person needs dua. Anyway, now it's time for us to say goodbye to you. But before we do say goodbye, we are going to go towards the answer of the day. The question was, which surah of the Holy Quran is named as the ants? And the answer is Surah Naml. Surah Naml. The ants. And in this is a great incident about the queen ant, the female ant, subhanAllah. It's a beautiful incident that has been mentioned at the blessed time of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. SubhanAllah, that incident has been mentioned. The ant did a speech to its own community, and that has been mentioned in the glorious Quran. SubhanAllah. What that is, maybe next time we can discuss that, inshallah. But now we'll have to close the day down. But inshallah, we'll be back again. Now we're going to say goodbye to you. But before we do that, we're all going to say, I love Islam. And the kids out there were saying there, all of you as well, whilst you're saying in the comfort of your living room, can you also raise your slogan and with some energy, let us say, I love Islam. Are we ready, boys? Yeah. You're going to look at that camera there front of you, okay? Look at that. We're going to say three times. I want to say who says it with more energy. Then we're going to say goodbye to everyone. So one, two, three.
I love Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.